What you might hear on the Dad Bodcast can be considered offensive. We have explicit content. You have been warned. Proceed with caution.
You're listening to the Dad Bodcast.
Let's get started.
Fuck those little kids.
Something happy but also kind of worries me.
Spanx.
My oldest son, Carter, has a boyfriend now.
Oh, hey.
And it's another employee of mine.
Oh, fuck.
Who has a kid and an ex-girlfriend.
Job relationships don't work.
Exactly. I've already had to pull him in and yell at them multiple times. I worry as a dad, so obviously the dad side of me comes out. Like, I like this kid. He's a good kid. He likes Carter for Carter.
Carter's dead.
And they have fun together, and Carter's happy.
Hold on. I got it.
But I do worry.
Carter's the one that has gone to, like, concerts with us, right?
Yeah, yeah, okay. Yeah,
yeah.
He seems to genuinely like Carter, but it is becoming a problem at work.
Yeah.
I come in the morning, and they're sitting on the couch with their legs intertwined, holding hands. I'm like, look, I'm Carter. And this is Carter's first real relationship.
Outside of school.
His first relationship
work
ever.
Is, like, sacred.
But I feel, and I'm glad Carter doesn't listen, because I'm going to say this right now. Do you remember how bad it was when Adam, a friend of his,
yeah,
quit work? It was horrible.
He had a crush on.
I do feel he had a big crush on it. This is a first relationship. It is young love. I feel that it's going to end. Not if it ends, it will.
Duh.
It's a matter of time. And it's going to be horrible because of his anxiety, his inner demons that he's dealing with.
Yeah.
But for now, I've just got it in my head. I'm going to be good, and I'm going to be happy for him. And
what you need to do is put it in the atmosphere that shit's going to happen. They're going to learn life lessons. We're stronger for it.
I mean, I'm happy for him, but I'm also nervous. I heard that through the headphones. I don't know what that was, but
kids are just a fucking pain in the ass sometimes, dude. That's all I got to say.
Yeah.
They're fucking pain.
Fucking kids.
I mean, no matter how old they get, too, like, I thought I was prepared for relationships and moving in together and stuff, and
yeah, and you still got two more to go.
So let me ask you something. If it were a 23-year-old woman with a 4-year-old, would you feel any different?
21 with a 4-year-old, that's a problem.
My problem isn't the kid, because like I said, she's a very well-behaved kid, and she listens. But Carter's Carter, and I love the kid. He's awesome. And I know his personality and his way he is, and he can't handle his space being invaded by anything.
Yeah, but you got to let
him
figure out his shit on
exactly.
His own.
And that's what I said. Like, Lex and I were talking. I was like, I get it. He's going to figure it out. But his space that's his now, if he moves in with Brad, Tanner, and Luna, his space is gone. It's especially dating Luna's dad. It's gone. It's
that's now Luna's space.
That's
how we learn shit too, though.
Yeah.
It's the same thing. And it's like,
but what I worry is because I never had the anxiety and the depression and all the other stuff Carter's got. Yeah, I didn't go through that.
But that's where you build those coping mechanisms too. I feel that's a big reason why a lot of kids struggle with that these days is because they just don't have any adversity. They just like...
Because we shelter them. We make a bunch of... And I'm not saying I did this with Carter because I didn't. But kids nowadays, I will stand by my argument 100%. Kids nowadays are being raised as a bunch of buck... I hate saying vaginas, but they're being a bunch of pussy vaginas.
That's like, a natural progression, though. So
it's horrible.
I would assume. So all of us, our parents struggled to make ends meet when we were kids, right?
I was shit poor, dude.
Yeah. So
there was five of us living in a 2-room house.
As we grew up, we built this like fantasy of like how we were going to be parents, and then we employed that through our lives and provided our kids probably 10 times more than we had when we were kids.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm probably for the first along the line. That,
and it makes them fucking weak.
I'm at a point where, like, my kids see that I'm not struggling. Like, we're fine.
Yeah,
like,
that's what I'm saying. No, that's what I'm saying. So you provided them, like, 10 times more than you had.
When you as far as my kids know, we've never struggled. They don't know about the bankruptcy. They don't know about
They don't
anything.
Have, like, adversity, man. Like, I remember vividly as probably, like, a 10-year-old riding my bike. I had, like, saved up some coins and shit and, like, rode my bike down to the store and got, like, a gallon of milk because like we didn't have any fucking milk, and I was like super excited to bring that home and be like, Mom, I got a gallon of milk, and then I fucking like crashed and the milk exploded all over the concrete. But I was like telling my mom about it, and she was like heartbroken. She's like, you don't have to do that, but like my parents struggled, man. And like my kids, when Kennedy moved into her apartment, and like the first night she calls me, she's like, "Dad, power is out," and blah, blah, blah. So I'm like trying to figure out what's going on. Well, they had like the recliner plugged in the living room. Yeah. They ran the microwave and then they had the TV on and it blew the breaker. And I was laughing with Tana because I was like, our kids have never, they just, that's not even a thought in their mind. Like the power could fucking.
Well,
even
a breaker box. Yeah, dude. What the fuck do you mean, Dad? I don't know what a breaker box is.
Or Carter, the first time, you know, he thinks
I'm looking
he did
all
it,
over the garage. I don't see a box anywhere.
The smoke detector goes off in his apartment.
Yeah.
And he freaked out. That was, I had to leave the fucking bar and run down and get him. But it turns out, he still to this day won't let me convince him it wasn't him. There's a restaurant, a bar, and a donut shop below him.
Yeah.
The cops never left that, or the cops, the fire department never left the first area. I think the donut shop or the restaurant burnt something, set it off. Because in his apartment, if one goes off, the entire fucking building goes off.
My house used to be like that.
Yeah. So, like, but yeah, same kind of thing. Like, he freaked out over a fire smoke detector going off. I'm like, calm down, dude. It's not that big of a deal. And he's like, oh, they're going to kick me out. I did this. This is my fault. Well, I'm like, dude. And when I was his age, when I was 19 living on my own, I'd set him off on purpose because it was funny. Like, it's so weird the different times and the different generations. And I'm not raising my kids to be pussies. Like, they can change a tire. That, you know what I mean? I'm teaching the same way I was taught.
To teach my kids
It's like this generation being brought up is being brought up to be a bunch of pussies.
Yeah. Like, well, oh, you hurt my feelings by saying that.
You can probably guarantee that if you were to go to our parents, they would say the same thing about our generation. And if you went to their parents, they'd probably say the same thing about their generation. They're like their kids' generation. I think that our kids, as easy as they had it their whole fucking lives, like Dan said, it's natural progression. Like
We're
developing into a
But I think it's worse now.
Technology.
Because that's where I was going with the technology. It's worse eventually, now.
I mean, it's going to be like Wall-E, dude. We're going to be in like little fucking reclining chairs that just fucking take you anywhere.
No, eventually, you don't have to move a fucking eventually muscle. It will fall apart because human beings can't maintain equilibrium for too long.
The revolution will not be roboticized.
It will be hard times. It's that whole like hard times raise strong men. Strong men make, you know, raise. Like, it's like it's a rotational basis. Eventually, it will transition again, and then we'll be like a hardcore generation. Like,
I hope
the
so.
Vietnam
but
generation, or you know what I mean, and
what's the hardest
raise
period that you feel like you've gone through.
Like my, like
I've been through a lot.
No, like yeah. I'm talking like
I would have to
status.
Say my wife's last one because I really wanted to get laid.
Hold on,
it was like four fucking days.
I'm talking bigger than that. I'm talking like,
and then I had to wait one for the cleanse.
I was alive for the Gulf War, but it didn't really affect me a whole lot. Like, I didn't know anybody that went off.
Things going on in society didn't affect me. It was my home life that was that was.
Our parents had obviously World Wars veteran, you know, I mean, Vietnam War, stuff like that. Like,
grandparents had the Great Depression.
Most of the people
I think
in this
country.
I think
it would be foolish to think that we're going to go our entire lives without something.
Most of the people in this country don't feel like that's even a possibility, but it's like, that's fucking real, dude. Like, there are countries in this world where it's like, they got to worry about the like bombs just fucking dropping on the house across the street.
Some of the people I talked to in Ukraine, I haven't in a while. I need to check up on them.
But who cares
literally
about Ukraine anyway?
That could certainly
shut down
come here, dude.
In their basement for days, and I didn't hear from that family for days. And I was freaked out, and they finally come back like, sorry, you know, there was a bomb nearby. We were in a
Johnny's
shelter.
He's like, it's cool, man. I just DoorDash Chick-fil-A, and I'm fucking watching Netflix.
You want me to send you a beer? Like, no.
Life sucks.
But yes, no, at that time, I could do whatever I want. And they're hiding out in bomb shelters.
Like,
that's what's fucked up.
But I think that's also what's
cool. The millennials
are
growing up with this ability to order anything at a moment's notice, food,
Amazon
products,
which
everything's at your fingertips. You don't literally don't have to do anything. You don't even really have to work anymore these days. And they still complain.
But yes, so that is the good and the bad with the internet and everything. I can talk to people in these war torn countries, or I mean, I've got people I talk to in UK, Ukraine, Bulgaria. You know, I have all these little. I don't know if you'd call them. What was it back in the day where you wrote a letter to them? Pen pal, yeah. I used to call them pen pal, but I can use my phone and I can talk to people all over the world, which I do, which is awesome because I learn different things. But, yeah, I could be sitting there ordering Domino's pizza and be mad because it's 10 minutes late and she's hiding in a bunker so she didn't get bombed.
Yeah.
That shit's crazy and it sucks. Or
not
starving.
Having a toilet to shit in. And like, yeah.
And half of them over there, because, or even in Bulgaria, the one I talked to in Bulgaria, they live in a small two-room apartment that's like 600 square feet.
Yeah.
And here I am bitching that my 2,000 square foot house is too small. It's awesome that you can
interact. Guys, like, I need a storage unit.
Yeah, right? But I'm saying you can interact with it, but then it also is like, I feel we're not raising kids to be smart because all they're doing is like, oh, I don't know, I'll look it up on YouTube. I'll look it up on Google. Yeah. I got AI that'll tell me how to do that.
We went to Costco the
do
other
it
day.
Yourself.
How else are you going to fucking learn it? What, are you going to go to the library?
Yeah.
Encyclopedia
teacher should teach
you. Motherfucker.
I mean, yeah, I had
that's how we
version.
Did it.
My parents were just barely rich enough.
When was the last
or
version of Encyclopedia Britannica?
93.
To have an encyclopedia.
You know what? You know what?
Pluto's still
I had
planet.
A set too, but you know
I
how
think
I got
they
it?
Stole yeah. them in hindsight.
That's
There's
right.
no way they afforded them.
Fuck your modern. Do you know theology. How I got my Encyclopedia Britannicas?
No fucking way.
I found them in the dumpster at the thrift store. My brothers and I hopped in and we pulled them out.
That's right, a fucking score.
Say,
that's like $800.
Exactly.
Bro.
Yeah, dude.
Let's
but we used
say,
to do that.
Donnie,
we'd go to the thrift store, we'd find shit in the dumpster and take it.
You need some information on anything.
My parents did it. It was a payment plan.
Yeah, mine did too. It was door-to-door salesman, and he sold us like
Encyclopedia Britannica.
I think we got through S before he stopped paying him, which is fucked up because we were almost done.
Are you?
But $16,000 later, my dad was like, "Okay, that's enough."
Of course I am.
So why the fuck wouldn't our kids do it?
Well, no, that's what I'm saying. Like that's it's.
I still don't know what happened.
I get it. It just makes it easier. It makes them more lazy.
It wasn't in there.
Than how we were raised, and I wish that our kids had to do the shit we did, like look up, you know, go to a library and then have to fucking go through the card catalog and find shit. No, you can look
Why?
Anything up.
Yeah, but you use
Dewey
your resources.
Decimal, motherfucker.
Why do you wish that? Because
they're fucking
opinion,
lazy and they're not doing their homework and they're not
was
doing
the
school.
The worst aspect of school.
It was,
I had to go
but
to
it taught you.
Library,
that shit was easy
was
as fuck, bro.
Worst,
it no, taught you, though.
I'll tell you this much, bro.
Where's my book?
My
23.3.
My 10-year-old is smart as a whip. And because she uses her resources, like if she wants to know something, she's like inquisitive about something, she fucking finds it. That's and funny. She'll like teach me about shit, you know?
Yeah.
She's like, I'm like, that's crazy.
Yeah.
Did you your oyster?
Small,
put
the
some hot sauce on it.
Muscle in your body? I'm like,
speaking of facts, I learned a cool fact today.
Oh.
Idaho is the only state in the Western United States that does not have a national park. I know it's kind of off subject.
Yeah.
Today you learned that.
Yeah.
We do have a national monument.
Well, I always thought the Yellowstone.
Do you know why the Sawtooth never became
Montana,
a national
it's
park?
It's in three states. It no, actually sure. does
it's
touch Idaho, but I guess that's not enough.
Not
it's like
counted
1%.
Yeah.
But the reason why is because Idaho back in the day decided that they did not want that tourist money, and they would rather enjoy. Because with national forest land comes rules and regulations.
Close. It comes down to the ranchers who use the land for normal shit, and they didn't want it to be controlled by the government, right? Because Idaho's super ultra conservative. So when it came about that Sawtooth was going to become a national park because it was one of the top fucking five in the first like runs.
Which would suck if they had buses and shit running through there all
exactly.
day long.
Exactly. So what Idaho, the ranchers and the people that own the land around there was like, no. So they fucking fought it tooth and nail to the point where they finally had came to a compromise and made it a national monument. A
it's
national,
not a national
monument. No. Recreation area. My bad.
Yeah.
They made a national recreation area, which still protects it, but doesn't give it national park status, which means it doesn't have 8 million fucking people in their bullshit trying to drive through there from fucking China
it
all
does
day every
sometimes.
Day. It does.
It doesn't protect it from fucking dirty diapers on the trail.
No, dude.
And
welcome,
shit.
Welcome to Idaho 2025, for fuck's sake.
Fucking bullshit.
Okay, let's backtrack for a second, though.
Why?
Because I wasn't finished answering his question.
I apologize.
No, that's fine. I agree that it's awesome, and I've used it. I'm sure Dan's used it, YouTube and stuff.
Oh, sorry.
My problem...
reinsert content, because I forgot where
my problem with the way kids are today, and my kids have fallen to this, is because they're getting lazier. Like, why do I need to learn that? I can look it up next time I need it, too. We had to learn how to do it, and we just had to, you know, because
we did
it.
When you look it up.
Because, not always,
no,
because they can always go right back to YouTube and watch a video. It's like, oh, yeah, they
right,
don't
right.
have to learn it, and they're not learning it.
Let me tell
because
you
we're allowing question. Them to not learn it.
I've obviously had, like, what, 12, 16? I've had 20 years of school in my life, schooling, like official schooling.
2 decades?
Yeah, 2 decades. Nice. It's not about memorizing
I'm not saying memorizing.
It's
like
about
hands-on and doing
it.
It's
about figuring out where to find the information when you need it.
Exactly. It's that's associating
it it's a locating
what it is in resource. Order to locate it. Yeah.
That's 100% what it is.
Yeah.
Because I can do, like, it's the same thing like when I work on cars. I can fix anything on a car because I know where I can find that information.
I get that, but
as opposed to getting a Chilton manual.
Okay. Well, how about this? How about
I need
because
to
everything
this
is so relied
how to read this.
On electricity and the internet. What happens if it goes down? We got a bunch of fucking dumb idiots that can't do shit.
No, man, because I know the Dewey Decimal System, bro. I'm breaking into the library. You don't find that shit.
But nobody in the new generation.
No lights.
They don't know. They wouldn't know how to look up anything or do anything because they rely too much on. And I'm not saying I don't. I do.
That's where I become a savant.
Then there's another library. There's not another internet. There's not another World Wide Web.
They burned all the books in Europe like fucking 400, 500
years ago. I'm just
saying.
Yeah,
we're late to that party.
But there's always also, there's something somewhere written in you know, on anything. You have a Chilton for your car, that's going to be there. If it burns down, you can get another Chilton. If the internet is shut down, you can't get another internet. Not for a while.
But I won't be able to order that part from Amazon that I need to fix my car.
So go to the fucking hardware store and pick it up yourself. I'm just saying, I think that it's good and bad. I think, like I said in the beginning, there's two sides to it. It's helpful, but it also is not teaching kids proper things. And maybe not all kids. But my kids are lazy because of it. Like, they're smart. My kids are smart as fucking hell. They're procrastinators because they know, oh, I can just chat GPT or AI or YouTube crazy. And look it up and get it done the night before it's due instead of just fucking learning the process and doing it properly.
But here's my thing. It's like fucking Google is like what Dan is saying. I associate with that because I can tell people, Goog that shit. And they go in there and they're like, and they get fucking nothing. You still have to understand enough context to it to fucking Google to find it to the fact and not just like some weird dumb fuck's fucking perception because
you learn it.
Google it.
But because you grew up in the age to where we had to do things manually and learn it. Kids today are not.
Amelia does though. She wants to hear something. Dude, she Googles it or whatever.
But that's what I have to teach my kids is how to Google. She's
saying that's
I'm not finding it.
Because you're raising your kid this way. I'm raising my kid. I feel we're all raising our kids, but the alpha generation? Whoa. No,
don't
fuck
you
that
accuse
shit.
Me of raising my kids.
Okay, you're not raising your kids. Your wife's raising your kids.
She ain't doing it either.
She ain't doing
I'm
it.
I'm just
either.
Saying that, like,
digital
the
technology.
Alpha generation, which is bullshit to call them that.
Who?
Because they're not the alpha to anybody. The new generation is called the alpha generation.
No. Self proclaimed.
They're not alphas to anybody.
Sima.
But they will not be able to survive without the internet.
They call it alpha because they're
if the internet went out, if there was like some kind of big mass bomb and it took out
you're
the internet,
wrong.
They wouldn't survive.
Maybe most of them wouldn't survive.
I guarantee.
But
yeah, most they wouldn't survive.
We'll go on.
Hold on.
People would adapt.
Hold on.
I mean, just as fast
some,
as we adapt
bear with
to
me.
Having the internet.
Some I just
I
don't
feel like
think.
I learned the internet overnight, dude. It was like what
but
is
we
the
had the best of both worlds. We had it without, and then we had the internet.
Well,
they know nothing but the internet. That's it. And they wouldn't.
They would.
They're too fucking stupid.
Or they
they're
would
like,
not survive.
Exactly. They wouldn't
survive.
So did I tell you this? Josh knows, but I went through this like a couple years ago. I was like, okay, kind of like prepper kind of thing. You know, I put the pantry together, got a lot of ammunition.
Oh, I saw it. I saw it at the old house.
So one of the things, though, that I was thinking about and I was talking with Josh about, I was like, dude, if the grid went down, the internet went down, we don't have any fucking music.
I do.
Download your fucking phone, bro.
I got fucking vinyl.
It doesn't last forever, bro. It's like a 30-day license or something. So, like,
I got tapes and vinyl.
If everything goes down, I don't think they'll worry about your 30-day license.
No, dude. It automatically expires. So, you remember when we did the 4th of July party at the Nampa house? Was it 4th of July? I think it was 4th of July.
I don't
this year,
know.
This last year. Anyway, I had had like a, I got
I
this new phone.
Doing fireworks.
It wasn't for it, so I don't know. It was the last party that we had at the house. But I had got a new phone.
Could have been drunk.
And so I kept my old phone as like a backup, and I backed it up, and it was on airplane mode like the entire time. Like, and I was like, okay, I'm going to use this phone to play music during the party because then I can just like roam all around with my phone and not have to worry about the Bluetooth disconnecting. But it had been like over 30 days, all that downloaded music not working. At all. And what? It wasn't connected up to the internet.
Wait, who do you use?
It was YouTube Music.
Facts.
It doesn't actually download. If you look at like your storage, it's not going to download it like in its entirety. It would take up your whole fucking phone. Like my playlist would take up a shitload of like. I got an MP3 player, old school MP3 player.
Is it a Zune?
Well, it's a new school one.
Zunes are dope.
But I downloaded all the fucking MP3. See,
fuck you, Zoom. I said Zune.
Yeah, Zune.
I'm like, dude, in the apocalypse, I'm gonna still have the music.
So will I, because I have a bunch of vinyl and cassette tapes. Hold on.
Get over the vintage shit.
Fuck no.
Can I take two fucking seconds?
I love my vinyl.
And appreciate what the fuck you did in that corner over there, bro.
That's pretty dope.
And here's the thing. We were all talking about that fucking little pitch that they did in the top right there. Well,
your no asparagus is hiding.
Guess what? You're not 6'4". I am. Without that little extra notch that they put in there,
but I wanted them I'd to have cut to fucking that squat. Whole thing out and cut into the
look
top
like
too.
A urinal. Just it's do the U shape. The no, yeah, no.
Oh
top.
Yeah, that'd be cool.
That's what I wanted.
Did you bring it?
It would make sense. Did you ask for it?
No, I just figured you'd have it.
Yeah, you gotta ask this guy. You gotta remind look, him.
I'm old. I forget shit, dude. I'm old and I forget shit.
Me too. I'm definitely not remembering your urinal. This
my wife is totally fighting me on this. I don't give a fuck what you're saying.
It's in my garage.
I just keep forgetting.
You totally need those.
It's in his garage.
Bro, anyway.
I don't go to Napa no more.
That is literally, I feel like that extra peak is made for me because it lands.
Glad your
it lands
dick and balls fits in there good, dude.
Just barely. Great. Just barely.
You
the
just
ball
fit
wonderfully. The dick
pick.
Is very tight. But I will say.
Should I put a piece of it's like, pleasant. like a rubber buffer on just that?
Go to the dollar store.
No. It's sharp.
Go to the dollar store and get one of those pool noodles and just cut it.
If I'm drunk and I lean into it, it might be weird, but no, I felt like that's pretty good. But yeah, the pool noodle, dude, easy.
It's a one. It's a $1.25. A million knows right where to find it.
With everything,
you can get bougie and spend $3 on Amazon and get the little. The
Josh,
little
but look,
ones.
Josh, the dollar store, a million knows where to find it. She can take them right there. He can be in and out.
Oh, you want pool noodles? Follow me.
Josh used it and he's like, it needs a little bit, be a little bit higher. And I was like, no, dude.
No,
like,
I did. A little higher. Yeah,
I'm with them. I set it for my height, not for yours.
Yeah, who gets
and
a fucking
works. Like so I'm not complaining. I'm not complaining.
Yeah, and his dick hangs lower.
I just wanted to say it works wonderfully, but I really want to come across those fucking inserts for you because it has the smelly cake.
I need a.
Is this your no asparagus that's hiding on the side?
It's yeah, it's up on the top. I need a.
Tore that, it off.
It's not that red one on the side by the mirror.
Yeah,
it just says ASP.
Why wouldn't you have it?
It does not.
Says no ASP and the rest of the sticker's gone.
No, it's not. It's blocking.
Why'd you put it on the side instead of where you can read it?
Huh?
Well, you can read it when you're pissing.
Does that say no AS and then the rest of the sticker's gone?
Wait. Are we not talking about this one right here on the side? That's not.
It's not even there.
What the fuck
you
guys? Oh, shit.
Why can't I read it?
Right here, there's a red one. It says no something right there. That's not your no asparagus? See the hole?
It's on the inside of the keg, Chase.
Chase, point to what we're talking about.
Are you high?
So wait.
Slide over and look at our perspective.
Yeah.
And tell me that
come over here.
Well, I get it because it's
so
like
what is
through
that?
The it's through the hole of the.
Right. But
no. This is on the outside.
Like it's no, it's
outside.
Not. No, it's not.
It's an optical
it's
illusion.
It's on the inside.
It says no asparagus, please, on the urinal.
Oh, what the fuck! That's the hint. Okay.
No asparagus.
From here, it looks like there's a red stick. I'm like, why are you putting it on the side? Nobody's gonna see that shit. Okay.
Yeah,
yeah. Hold on, okay.
Take a step back and look at this garage and
no
tell
ass.
Me that Daniel did anything wrong.
I don't like the dartboard placement.
Fuck
it's the only
that.
Place for it, dude.
That's fucking perfect, dude.
It's the only place for it.
I don't like it. Fuck you. He asked me to say something I didn't like. I said,
so,
yeah, it's either by that door or by
that's only because you got boobs in the way.
I know.
No, the boobs are cool.
My sister-in-law, my sister-in-law's big, fat, pregnant tits.
Dude, seriously, I think
a cast of them.
I gave that
an American flag on that shit.
I know.
I gave that letter back, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Did I tell you guys about that?
So, backstory. My wife's sister went away to boot camp, and she was like, "Hey, I'm leaving. Can you guys hold on to like some stuff for me?" And we're like, "Yeah, sure."
Like
this
recently.
No, 15 years ago.
I was going to say, okay.
So we've just been holding on to it forever. It's been in my attic, in like every house. And
I got that shit, yeah.
So that's a plaster cast of her pregnant, big fat tits.
Holy shit, is that her crevasse?
Yeah. See the crevasse?
Yeah.
Check it out. Hold
on. Ow!
Picky son of a bitch.
But are you done with the backstory?
Yeah, I'm done with the backstory.
So when we moved Dan to Napa, we used my work truck, right? I forgot we used the work truck. One day we're cleaning out. This is probably 3 weeks later. We're cleaning it out, all the crevices and hiding spots, and we find this leather. that is just written, you know, it's like from somebody to somebody in prison or?
Yeah, whoa, she was like, she was like pen palling.
Like a penned letter?
Dude.
She was doing a pulling a Donnie yeah. and pen palling like prison guys.
For a whole fucking week. We're like,
okay, go.
We're
go.
Like, we're playing like fucking Scooby-Doo gang, dude. We're researching. I had two tails researching. We're looking up for who this person could be, who it is and all this. Oh, we get in our head. Okay, this person's definitely black, the way they're talking. Their baby mama, baby dad. All, like, we had lists. We had the shit written on the marker boards. It's like a tag team from the two companies. We're trying to figure out who this was, and it turns out it was just a fucking letter that came out of Dan's shit when we moved him.
Yeah, they went through a whole rabbit hole.
It was like Mississippi. I mean, there was shit talking about Mississippi. We're like, okay, this person's from North Carolina.
Did it say M-I-S-S-I-P-P-I?
Like, it mentioned North Carolina, Mississippi. So we're like, these are Southern people. Okay, we're going to find this. We're going to research. We're going to find out who
this
dad was.
Did you see Big Crit anywhere on that?
Yeah, so we got a whole, that fell out of one of her boxes.
Turns out it was stupid, just Dan.
Speaking of letters to Big Crit.
That's rude, bro. Most people could hold their boxes. I know.
Right.
I kind of want to write a letter to Kendrick, too, but it wouldn't make as big of an impact.
Kendrick's way too cool for you now.
Crit's getting a little bit bigger, too, but we should have done it like 5-6 years ago.
What?
But we have to do that when we're backpacking. And I noticed none of you fucking douchebags responded to my.
Oh no, I totally ignored that shit.
So I'm gonna be fully transparent. We're trying to plan like an 8-mile hike into the Owyhees.
Okay,
that's why you're not invited. Because Dan's like,
it's not long enough for him.
So can I jog in and out three times before you guys?
Chase, you got to tell them the rest. It's 8 miles.
Okay.
Flat, 5 days.
Completely flat for 5 days. That's cool, man. You guys, I mean,
it's gonna be great.
It's that's downhill so great. Both ways.
We're gonna do nothing but get drunk all day, every day.
I figured August was plenty of.
You're actually invited.
Advance notice for you guys to like start taking your fucking Metamucil.
Okay,
we were gonna go in May.
Kedroidin or whatever.
We were gonna go to the.
No, let's talk about
why he's in May.
I did not respond like, out of rudeness.
A little trip. I had
to look at the calendar and talk to the wife.
It was perceived rudeness. Just say what?
18 miles.
Yeah, I was kind of going.
It's 21 miles.
And you want to do it in 4 days?
Yeah.
Why can't we do it in 5?
6?
We can.
Or 6?
I don't give a fuck.
Well, you said 4, and I don't.
So. That's you could just be like, can we do it in 5 days? I'd be like, yeah, sure.
He's in.
I mean, I'm down for 18 days.
He's gonna do it twice.
maybe in 10 years.
1 mile a day.
He's gonna laugh.
Fantastic.
Us.
maybe 20 years. We'll be sitting around doing a podcast and be like, those were some great times, and I'm too old to fucking do that anymore.
No, because at that point, my right foot, I probably won't be able to bear weight on it anymore. And I will have nothing but memories about the backpacking trip that fucked up my right foot that I can no longer bear weight on. But like,
yeah, I'm going by myself.
This is a reverse.
I want to. I really do. I want to go backpacking with Dan.
Always to like Austin, Texas.
I don't know if I can sleep in a tent though.
I mean, just places.
And I'm old and fucking broken.
They see the town. My tent's like the size of my body. And bars.
That's what I'm saying. I don't know.
It's really nice.
All these places like.
We do that too.
No, we don't.
And to be cut away from, look.
No, we don't.
We've been to
going
Ben,
back and
we've
talking
been a bunch
about
of
being
places.
Hooked
just
to electronics.
And the boys.
Oh, fuck it.
No, not the boys, no.
That's what I'm saying.
Away.
Like, even
the
just
wives
for
would
from
not
my music
allow
and my games and stuff for 5 days.
Fuck
like,
it, Atlantic City.
I want to do it.
Miami.
But it's like,
the wives would not allow it.
Miami?
What the fuck? Why not?
The wives would not allow just the boys to go to Miami, dude.
Fuck
wait, 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 wait. My wife does what I tell her.
Bro.
No, she doesn't.
Yeah. The only reason they let us go backpacking,
no, she doesn't.
She'll never.
They
you can't go to the
go
place where the ratio of
because there'll be no girls there. There's no women in bikinis.
Way more.
No, it's because right. They don't understand it, and they don't fucking want to do it.
And I don't want to go. I fuck Miami.
I feel
like
wrong.
Fucking 20
like
places like that.
I guarantee you, if you invite her, Lex would fucking go backpacking.
Okay, she's invited. Bring her.
No, I don't want to be with her.
No, I'm just kidding.
I love my wife.
It's a one man tent, man. Yeah.
I don't know. I mean, I know the hike is brutal. It can be brutal.
But are you in for the Owyhee walk?
Epic.
Are you in for the Owyhee?
Yeah, dude. Eight
last
fucking
year
miles.
Sucked, dude.
In 3 days.
I would love to go, but I do worry now with my old, fat, lazy ways that it's going
to
be tough.
Because I think it's not about me proving to myself that I have the endurance or the capability. It's not about, I'm going to tackle this challenge. No, man, this is a vacation for me. I want to enjoy it. I want to enjoy nature. I want to enjoy my boys. I want to just have a pleasurable experience and fucking hating hours of it and then not even being able to enjoy much. I mean, that first night sucked. I got to camp, and I was done, dude.
Yeah, you guys. Here's the thing I want you guys to know. I am more than happy to go appease myself and hike by myself in
Shut the fuck up.
In Paintbrush Canyon. No, I'm serious. I'm more than happy to do that. It's fine. I just invited you because I, you know, wanted to invite you. If you don't want to do it or can't do it, that's fine. I'm fine with
what,
that.
What are we talking hiking though?
It's 21 miles. It's a beast.
21. I don't care about the distance.
It's 21 miles.
Oh, because my problem isn't distance. Around the lake. My problem is
that's where they add the extra distance.
Correct.
That's all it's going to be.
Yeah. The up. That's where I have the problem.
You it's going to be half up and half down.
The up is my problem.
It's half up, half down.
Yeah, because you hike up to the summit and then back.
You could just text me back and be like, "I'm not in. It's fine."
I told you I was fucking annoyed. You're trying to take August from man camp. My dad called me. And he was sad. He fucking rang me on the phone. He's like, "Why is Dan trying to take August?" That's why I ignored it for 2 days. And I was like, "What about man camp, bitch?"
You know there's more than
I know.
5 days in August, right?
I was being a fucking petty little bitch. I admit to that.
August 1st?
I admit to it, dude.
3rd, 4th, 5th.
Yeah, I'm also, September. If you guys are fine, I don't care if we do man camp in fucking June or July. I don't care.
I'm fine.
But OG man camp, it's what my dad set up. The golf to Glens Ferry. That's what my dad set up, and that's...
Are you going to dance
in April?
He was invited twice.
You're not going in April?
Why? Have you guys? No, no, wait. You don't fucking question him. Do you even have your spot yet?
Yeah.
He did finally get it.
Oh, fuck. I was going to be like, are you going? You didn't even get a spot.
Except I'm going to be Thursday night, Friday night, because I have to be home Saturday.
Go fuck yourself. Saturday's when we golf.
Well, we're golfing Friday now.
Fuck you, dude.
What do you mean? What time you get off?
Well, I know Thursday.
Just drive your punk ass up in the morning. Let's go golf.
My plan already is I have to drive my truck and camper up there and then come back because I'm Riley's flag football coach, and he has a game Thursday and Friday night.
Oh, fuck. Well, then I won't see you, dude.
But Thursday is Thursday's picture, so I'm only worried about Thursday nights because I got to be there for the pictures.
Yeah,
I've got Tanner is my assistant coach, so he's going to take over for the games.
So basically, I'll be out.
So I'll go Thursday, but it'll be later Thursday I get there, and then I'll be there until Sunday.
And then Friday. So let's Friday.
Fuck it. Okay, Dan, we're golfing Saturday, too. Fuck this guy.
Well, yeah, of course. Yeah. Of course. But we got to do our thing on Friday.
And why aren't you going? We did 36 holes last year.
Yeah, I would be in. I would be in, but I have a 50th birthday party at my house. Then I have to drive to council for Easter on Sunday.
That's exactly why I'm not going.
All right, I got you.
He's like, you asked why when you just...
Well, I already knew because when Dan was talking about it, I was like, he doesn't golf, but he'll come a ride, right?
He does golf, though.
I really... No, I'm obviously... Not saying not good, but Chase, do you considering like our last visit at Topgolf. I kicked his ass by like Chase three fucking times.
Chase is horrible at Topgolf.
Chase sucks balls.
They even have a new game, dude, a Captain America one that's free.
So, no, that's not my fear.
Kyle, I hate you, Mom.
No, I mean... I don't know. Yes. I mean, are any of you willing to let me shack up in your trailer?
Yeah, I got a badass
Absolutely
trailer,
not.
Well, there you go. Chase said,
Josh, you're in. That's kind of the perspective that I was getting.
You're in, except for Thursday and Friday, back home Saturday.
Not that I'm opposed to that, but I just don't know if I need to spend that much money two nights camping by myself.
No, I'd like
to golf 36 holes.
I'd be jerking off all night.
It's a double-sized bed.
Oh, your bunks are double? Oh,
the bunks are full twins.
Dude, I can't wait to see mine doing trailer.
So you're willing to take the bunk? That's so nice of you.
Yes.
Josh needs a starfish, bro. He needs a starfish.
He can
I'm actually very excited for my camping trip at the end of this month.
That's my main
of March.
Reason to not
because there's nothing going on. I get to test out that bed where my feet will not be in the wall and my head will not be in the other wall.
I don't.
Because in my old camper, I had to sleep diagonal when I was alone.
It's not about that. But
this is a full room. But
golf,
I'm more excited for man camp when I'm alone.
Drinks all day, food all day.
And Lex doesn't understand it.
Two
and it's like
camping.
It's god awful expensive.
It's not because I don't want her. You know, I don't want to be around her and I don't want to camp with her.
It literally is. Yes.
I don't know if I. This is like. Can commit to that.
It's just. It's awesome. It's like being single again. It's like.
But you
can do what I want when I want. I don't have to worry about.
Save $300.
You know, if my wife wants to take a nap, if my wife wants to go hiking,
food and drinks.
I'm like, nah, bitch. I'm gonna take a nap. I'll see you later. Yes.
That's definitely something I would.
And
but to come.
I'm sorry. Even though we went till 2 in the fucking morning, the nights at the bar, that was a blast.
But I know
you poop in the house. You have poop in your house.
I know you do.
I fucking loved it, dude. It was just awesome. It was classic.
In the morning, you would rock with me.
I would. And it gives us stories for this. Yes, and so
if that's
I'm excited for doing two and I'm really excited that one's for your birthday. I think that's awesome.
Yeah,
so after work,
but I don't want to lose
so I could work Thursday and then
the OG man camp. where you bring pops.
We'd have to work till.
You could drive up.
I am still hurt that my brother is still, my brothers are still not on board yet.
What if I get off, what time are you leaving on Thursday?
And that's why I sent out to you too. Like if we pick a date, I'll get to my brother and say, this is the date, make time.
Just to drive up there ain't nothing.
If they don't, they don't. I'm never going to not invite them though, because this was.
Yeah, I have the trailer.
My dad's. And it's the one I bring Riley to.
Just sleep.
Which turns out it's back Logan and Riley. But they're going to sleep in a tent because I don't want to smell that shit anymore.
Yeah, dude. I would make the boys sleep in the fucking tent, too. Dude.
It's a huge tent, man. You haven't seen it yet, but. So when we got the camper, we went shopping in Camping World in their little shop. This tent is fucking, it's got the zip-down curtain for two separate rooms. I put it up in my garage. It filled the whole garage.
Holy shit.
Like, literally filled the whole garage. So it's massive. We had a queen mattress that, the one we took out of the camper, was laid down on one side of it. And then a queen air mattress on the other. Like, it's huge.
Holy shit, dude.
So I'll set that fucking shit up. They can sleep in that outside. I don't care. But, yeah, no, this is like, I look forward to this every year.
Yeah,
and so.
Me too.
We need to set a date for the OG, and then I'll tell my brothers, and if they show up, they show up. If they don't, I've got my brothers, my other brothers there. But,
yeah. No, we'll do the August one for sure. That's like a no-brainer.
I'm so stoked for this one, though. No kids, just us.
The April one's going to be dope.
Yeah.
Yeah. Josh is missing out, though, dude, because
it is explain to him. Hold on. Explain to him, because he's like, wait, what is this fling golf?
Yeah, you put it in the head of the
because he's not good at golfing, but he'll fling the fuck out of some running balls. As much as
hitting a ball with a club.
It's a mix between golf and
chuck it.
No, yes, but what's the high school? The
lacrosse.
Lacrosse, yeah.
It's literally a mix with lacrosse and golf.
I bet your max drives 100 yards probably.
I've gotten over 200.
I would say a buck 200. You're saying 100. You're saying that's a big difference.
It's a limiting
factor. Definitely get it over 200.
No, you easily fling that motherfucker to 150 yards. Are you kidding me?
But it's the bonus to it is it doesn't matter.
I don't know who to believe.
It levels you on with even if he can drive it 300 and you're only flinging it
150. You're all so far apart. 200, 150, 100. I'm going to say 50.
That's what I'm saying.
You don't fling it. In
if you go 150,
left,
even if you go 100
it
yards,
exactly where you want it.
It's perfectly straight.
It doesn't slice.
Crab man here.
But it can't be more accurate than a golf club drive, if you know how to swing a golf club.
It's very fucking accurate.
Bro, it's very fucking accurate.
It's very accurate.
I didn't lose a single ball in the whole 36
literally.
Holes we played. Can you putt
with it? Yeah. Yeah, but I don't. I bring my whole bag and I use a putter.
Can
but
you chip with it?
You do everything with it.
Everything with it.
Chipping is a little different because, like,
chipping's
what if
the way you
sand?
Swing it, it's got to be
weird,
different.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You have to have a sandwich?
No. You can chip right out of that, too. You can either hit it or you can fling it.
I've never chipped with it. Does it have... use regular clubs.
So all I can picture now is a huge lacrosse handle.
No, it just looks like a long golf club, and at the end,
long
there's
ass
a slot for the golf ball.
But it's curved.
With, like a foot.
It's in my shed. I'll show
you. It looks like a foot. Oh, yeah.
Oh, you
I was going to bring up a picture, yeah.
Dude, you would love it. It's super fun.
I think it is so fun.
But it's, like, twice the workout. When you're done fucking with 18 holes of fling golf, like your core is.
I'm not joking. So we did 36 holes that weekend.
I
was hurting for days.
You work muscles in here.
I actually hurt my thumb.
You just don't even realize, bro.
Because you're like.
And Josh,
72 times.
You're fucking missing out. If you don't go to the April one, you need to go to the August one.
Yes.
Because it is fucking fun, dude. We walk in that town and it's like.
Dude. They know us.
The whole town like knows we're there. They're just like, holy fuck.
Like, these guys are back.
Because I pull up to the
matching outfits.
Campground.
It's a fucking blast, bro.
Yeah, dude.
It is a blast.
We roll up into town wearing all matching shit.
Oh, yeah. Every year. We run Glen's Ferry for that weekend.
Like, I have to buy an outfit now?
Yes. It's a white suit for April.
$40 bucks on Temu. I found one $40 bucks on Temu.
No, that's all synthetic shit. It'll give me cancer. And fucking
that's okay. It's one day of cancer. It's fine.
Dude, it's not going to give you cancer in one day.
You're already bald anyways. It's fine.
One drop of natural shit in that crap.
No shit.
Plastic.
No, who cares?
I do. It's bad for you.
This motherfucker. Okay, go away and spend fucking $400. Have a good time.
I'm spending He's
going to go to like one of those.
He's going to come up in like the most
tuxedo rental
fucking tux.
He's going to go
it's
rent
a rental for fucking Sanders. $300.
I'm going to prom, like, bro.
Can I wear a black tie?
You wherever you want.
No, it's all white.
No, dude, three piece suit, $40.
I'm wearing white linen.
It's a white suit.
Is it going to fit?
Not for you.
Because you're not supposed to wear white after April. And I'm
very proud of this. I'm down 10 pounds.
It's Labor Day.
You're looking good.
I'm on a low carb.
It's Labor Day.
September. Intermittent fasting diet.
I don't know shit.
So I'm hoping by the next month I can be down to... You fuck off. Well, you don't worry about my drinks.
What was that? Uncle Reno?
It's a weekend. Concert? They don't count.
Sorry. Cheat day.
It was nothing but salads.
Yeah, it was Wyclef.
The rest of the week.
I do like salads.
I do
but
too.
It was Uncle Reno.
So check this out. The white suit idea came from Josh and I went and saw... I got free tickets to Wyclef Jean, which I was just kind of like, eh.
That's got to okay. be awesome. That would have been great.
Free tickets. Let's go.
It'd be all right. And yeah. Then, so I was like, Josh, you want to go to Wyclef? He's like, yeah, sure. So we go to, dude, it was the fucking bombest ass concert.
I was going to say, that would probably be awesome.
Yeah, it was at the Knitting Factory.
Oh, yeah.
It was the best show I've seen at
Knitting Factory. Fucking.
Let's go.
These guys, this band named Uncle Reno opened up for him.
Yeah. I have their whole album. Yeah.
They rolled out in all white, like, vintage suits. Like, they were all crazy. Like
the, no, not even like made today, made to look like they were made
like
in the 70s.
Like in Blow.
Made in the 70s.
If they got it from
you know, the mirror
store. It was and they found their that entire shit. Lineup.
But like solid white. Like, and there was like six people in the band or something like that. But they just like lined up on the stage when they first started. Five?
Four?
Four.
There's only four.
Okay. But they lined up. Right when they first started in all white suits, we were just like, who the fuck are these guys?
Oh, dude. I mean, because I mean, we're here to see Wyclef.
That was
like,
I thought it was great.
I mean,
I don't know if I can do two.
He is the king of his realm of genre of music.
I kind of remember Strawberry Chocolate Milk.
And to see these four white, Amish looking dudes come up was like, what the fuck? And they fucking. Dude.
So you're saying that was the best concert you've been at the Knitting Factory?
Both Absolutely. Of them were amazing. Uncle Reno,
I think fantastic. Mine was Bowling for Soup.
Wyclef came out, dude. That guy played
like 05. Are you shitting me?
Yeah, he shredded the guitar behind.
You had to fight through a mosh pit to get to the bar to buy a beer. There was two mosh pits. There was a mosh pit at the stage, and there was a mosh pit at the bar. It was great.
Yeah, I think they were much better back then. I don't care if it was a little venue, dude. Bowling for Soup.
Anytime you get to a little venue,
there was somebody else I fucking saw that was awesome.
Absolutely.
My favorite concert of all time, though, was Tenacious D, Weezer, and Jimmy Eat World. I hated Jimmy Eat World. I don't hate them. They weren't bad, but out of all the three, Tenacious D put on the best show and was fucking awesome.
I see that.
Weezer was great.
Yeah, and then
there was Jimmy Eat World that was just like, okay.
Let's watch.
Yeah. That's probably my all-time favorite concert.
I dig that.
I loved it.
I like that.
I probably had the best time at Macklemore, dude.
Oh, that'd be an awesome one, too. I think I would love that. I like that guy. That guy's awesome.
I shoot you not that. I mean, it was a show. It was just performance and colors and lights. And
I'm very excited for my second Post Malone concert coming up.
It's fantastic.
With Jelly Roll, that'll be a good one.
Hopefully, I mean, the seats are closer than we were in Nashville. But
yeah, he puts on a show, for sure. Well, so does Jelly Roll. Jelly Roll puts on a
show. That's why, yeah.
Jelly Roll is fucking taking the world by storm, dude.
Yeah.
It's cool. Shit's wild.
Still my favorite concert.
All he has to do is roll over.
Still my favorite concert.
Rolling.
Tom Petty and Steve Winwood.
You know, I'll give you that. It probably was awesome, but I've got my hates for Tom Petty.
Dude, hey.
Great music. It's the fucking voice.
Speaking of,
it's like,
why don't we get a fucking trip? Like, let's check out the fucking the Gorge. Let's find a fucking cool concert.
Yeah, they don't have good fucking concerts there ever.
You know what?
Anymore.
And I don't want.
Like, it used to be all the best concerts.
I know, but also there's not.
The fully loaded.
I know you mean the Red Rocks, bro. Going to Salt Lake area in December or something like that.
Yeah, but Salt Lake concerts suck balls.
Yeah, they do.
Yeah. No alcohol.
No, they have alcohol. It just sucks.
No, it sucks. It's no alcohol.
Some of them are, dude. We went to the Stadium of Fire. I like snuck in a flask.
What they call alcohol is no alcohol.
Well, they're 5% on draft now.
You can get
fully loaded at the Gorge, dude.
But if they're going to Salt Lake, they're probably going to somewhere else.
But the Gorge, a Gorge concert where we can go camp out and like have like a fucking shindig.
But does it have to be music?
They don't.
Touch is Red Rocks.
What's that? Fully loaded comedy tour does the Gorge.
The closest they touch to Salt Lake is Red Rocks.
I think that'd be fucking awesome. Okay, 3 days of comedy.
Let's do. The Gorge doesn't have very many like multi-day things anymore. It's unless you go to Dave Matthews, which like,
or the fully loaded comedy,
I'd be okay with that too.
Yeah. Is Carrot Top,
but Red Rocks,
hey, Burt Kreischer, Tom Segura,
Red Rocks would be a fucking dope ass. If we went and saw a concert there, there's plenty of spots to camp like around there.
Yeah, but then you got to fly to Colorado.
See, okay.
It's
I'm not a fan of most of the music you guys like, but I go to hang out and I think it's awesome.
How much is it to fucking fly to Colorado?
To Denver is like fucking
$100,
$150 round trip, $200,
really not bad
round trip.
Yeah, this is what I'm saying. Like,
your plane might flip upside down, but you'll get there.
Like, We go, you know, there's few trips planned that are just us. And it tends to always just be like a backpacking trip.
I think Vegas would be awesome.
Literally, I have permission to my wife to do the Waihi trip. Basically anything. Like if 10 we miles wanted to go anywhere.
In 3 days.
Just us boys.
I can do 10 miles a day if it's flat.
Yeah, like it's why? Then lie to them and say you're going backpacking.
So this
and we'll take pictures. We'll show them pictures from previous years. They won't know the fucking difference.
This company. They'll
be like, look at this lake we saw. We slept next to it for 3 nights. I'd be like, oh my God, it's beautiful.
There's a company that's been trying. Who are you lying to? He said his wife, he's got permission to go anywhere. And I was like, we don't.
Well, not anywhere. I mean, my wife wouldn't let me go to fucking Italy without her.
So check Lex would be upset. She would not ban me from doing a Vegas trip.
To go to
she would throw a fit. Why can't I go? Why can't I go? But
she got mad about the guide trip.
She did. Man. But you know what? She was down for me going with you to Skankfest in Vegas. Do you remember? It wasn't
a long time ago.
But I'm just saying. I guarantee you, I can go. I can go.
All you have to do is plan a fucking trip for them, where they can go, where we take care of the kids.
Doesn't work, bro. It doesn't work.
Yeah.
If
Lex is with Tana, it does work.
Sometimes. To jackpot, but then she spends twice the amount of money that I spend.
Exactly. We'll be cut on our funding, but I can go.
Tana got a fucking W-2 from jackpot this year. She got a fucking,
Tax document.
Fucker, I had a drink in my mouth.
She got a W-2 from jackpot.
Like, sorry, you got to claim all your fucking earnings.
Well, at least it wasn't a 1099.
Not winnings. You earned that shit.
No, the W-2's worse, bro.
Well, yeah.
And they only fucking.
Wait, they can't give you a W-2 unless you work there.
No, it's a W-2.
It's W-2-4.
Something. Yeah, W-2-something.
It
is a W-2.
But are you fucking being serious right now?
No, I've had those. Joke.
But they don't track any of the fucking small losses.
No.
So we paid $500 in taxes. It's just the $2,000 win. We paid $5,000 or $500 in taxes on her fucking winnings from
jackpot.
How
much did she make?
Her winnings on that was like $1,400.
Wait, what?
Yeah.
I thought it was a fucking joke, dude.
It has to be one win
right now.
Yeah.
One win over $1,000 and you have to claim it, because I've done that twice. And you have to, and they don't give you any money. They come up and give you a check and a tax form.
Yeah.
Because you have to claim that shit.
Yeah.
When you claim it, everything's good.
The funny thing is she won all of that.
But it's not a cumulative, it's one time winnings. It's one time winnings. So it isn't like if you won $20,000. It's like if you win more than $1,000 in any one bet.
Yep.
And then they tax form you. And you stand there like, woo, bells and whistles. And they come out, they're like, here's your
I-19. We're taking half of that shit.
Be like, motherfucker.
Well, they're not.
Feel it. Yeah, they
did. In 8 months.
Yeah, they did.
Look,
I won
I'm 20. Telling you right now.
They aren't. I won $2,600 on a
trip that's not man camp and we go somewhere, I can be in.
Fuck off.
I had
I guarantee $2,600. I had to pay $490 in taxes.
Nobody cares about your taxes.
Should we wrap it up?
No.
Dad bods out, bitches!